We're so thrilled to be able to share Christmas with you guys.
Thank you for sharing Christmas Eve with us. I don't know where you came from tonight. I don't know what you've been through, but you are the 7 o'clock crowd. And we've had over 1,000 people come through the doors tonight, and you are the diehard late night service people. So give yourselves a hand, all right? Thanks for being here. Y'all look good. You sound good. And I was going to ask who left these kids up here, but actually, I did invite them up here. They're going to share with you, with Chris and I, some very important information about Christmas and about the gifts that they are expecting for Christmas. Now, they don't know why they're up here other than to answer some questions. I'm going to ask them their name. Okay? You guys good with that? All right? And then I'm going to ask them, if you could have one present for Christmas this year, what would it be? Okay? And then I'm going to ask you a secret question. And if you answer that one right, then Chris is going to give you a gift out of that gift box right there. All right? Okay? They're awful brave. Give them a hand for being up here. I don't know if I could, you know, kind of do that, but. All right, so first I'm going to ask you your name. Okay? All right? I think you know your name. Let's see if I know your names. All right, you ready? What's your name?
Ariana.
I love your outfit. Look at this. Isn't she adorable? Did you dress yourself?
Mama.
Oh, you're blaming Mama for this. All right, good. Awesome. You look so beautiful. Good. So if you could have one present for Christmas this year, what would it be?
LOL doll.
LOL doll. Any particular one?
No.
No? Just any LOL doll? What if it's like a biker LOL doll? No. Not that one. LOL dolls, all three services, whoop, top of the chart. So good. Okay, let me ask you this question then, Ariana. Do you remember what your favorite Christmas gift was last year?
Ice cream truck.
An ice cream truck? You got an ice cream truck? A whole
pretty
ice
good.
Cream truck for Christmas last year?
Sissy gave it to me.
Where do you park it? I'm sorry, that's more than two questions. That's awesome. So we can come to your house and get ice cream.
No.
Your brother, give me 5. Good job. We're going with your brother. All right, so what's your name?
Austin.
Austin, how old are you?
6.
6 years old. Good job, man. Awesome. 6 years old. You're a big boy. And you look great, too. You guys, hope you're getting some pictures taken later. Okay, Austin, let me see. What, if you could have one present of any present, what would it be this year? A Hot Wheel track. Awesome. So you can race cars on it?
Yeah.
Yep. You think you're going to get a Hot Wheel track?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be so cool. Do you remember what your favorite gift was from last year? That's a tough one, isn't it? Do you remember? What did he get last year?
I don't know.
You don't really know? That's a hard question, isn't it? Hey, good try, though. I'll tell you what, just for being up here, you've certainly grabbed one of those ring pops out of that. Oops, I gave it away. One of those pieces of candy so you can have lots of sugar before you go home, okay? In fact, this is the last service of the night, so you can take all the rest of them if you want to, all right? You too. Hey, sweetie, you look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Yep. What's your name?
Chloe.
I'm glad you're up here, Chloe. What do you think about Christmas? You pretty excited? Yeah. If you could have one present this year for Christmas, what would it be?
A hoverboard.
A hoverboard?
Wow.
Whoa. Can you ride a hoverboard? You don't know? That's incredible. Well, I hope you get one, and I hope you shoot lots of videos and then put them on YouTube and we can watch you. No? Okay. Just an idea. Do you remember what your favorite Christmas present was last year? No? It wasn't a hoverboard? Was it a motorcycle? No? Okay. You're a great smile. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe you'll think of it, because sometimes the kids forgot what they got last year, and then they remembered. And if you remember, you can come up and tell me, okay? All right. Chloe, thanks for being up here.
Can we give you
an applause? All right. Let's give Chloe a hand. Good job.
You get a treat.
Get some ring pops there. All right. You just one? Oh, okay. All right. That's great. Thank you so much. The kids are amazing, aren't they? Aren't they amazing? I know there's lots of kids out here tonight. Christmas is special. If I asked any of you, hey, one gift for Christmas, you probably would have an answer. And if I ask you what your favorite gift from last year was, even adults, how many of you could say, oh, I remember? But how many of you can remember a present you got from when you were a kid? Anybody? Can maybe just one? Yeah, I know I can. I can remember a few because they were very, very special to me. And Christmas is actually very famous for gifts, for giving and receiving gifts. And it's pretty special. In fact, gifts are very special to us. Because gifts, you know, they're kind of an expression of love that we have for each other. They're expressions of generosity. We get to be generous to each other, even sacrifice. Parents, I know what some of y'all do to provide Christmas for your kids. It's amazing to me. And presents are also an expression of what it means to really love somebody enough to just want to see the joy on their face. And it's pretty cool when the joy on the face of somebody, you know their personality pretty well, and you get them that gag gift, you know, because that's what gifts do too. They kind of reflect our personalities sometimes. But at the end of the day, when we think about it and we're honest about it, most of the gifts we get are material things, and they don't last forever. In fact, like some of the kids on the stage, they're hard. We forget what some of the gifts we get from year to year are. They get put on a shelf. They get forgotten about. Sometimes they break or they get lost. And along the way, you end up, like I have found out through the years, they end up in one of three boxes: the yard sale box, the donation box, or
trash.
The trash. That's just the way that these material gifts are sometimes. But tonight we're here to tell you about a gift that is forever. A gift that came from eternity into time, and a gift that gives us a forever family, and a gift that extends into eternity with us. And the gift is not a material thing, and it's not a religion. The gift is a person. The forever gift that, when we accept it, gives us eternal life. You're probably ahead of me tonight, but that gift has a name, and his name is Jesus. Jesus the Christ, who was born long ago in a manger. But yet as he grew up, we discover through the pages of Scripture that he lived a perfect life, and he healed, and he helped people, and he taught perfectly. And then as he became an adult, he would be the one and only Son of God who could die for our sins. And that's what he did when he gave his life on a cross. He died for your sins and mine, and then he rose from the grave so that we can have life as well. Not just any life, but eternal life. That is the forever gift of Christmas. And we celebrate that tonight. But we don't just celebrate that gift tonight. Tonight we come for a bigger reason. Not just to celebrate that gift, but to respond to that gift. You see, in Jesus, Emmanuel, as we've been singing, God with us. God is forever with us. And he deserves to be responded to. You see, in Jesus, God didn't just come to earth in the flesh so that we could celebrate Christmas. He came so that we could respond to it. And not just one day out of the year, and not just for a special season of the year, but every day as we live our lives for him. You know, the Bible tells us the true story of Jesus' birth in one of his biographies. It's written by the doctor named Luke, and it's a fascinating book, all kinds of details about Jesus' life, and particularly about his birth, his arrival on earth, when God came and took on flesh. And it doesn't just talk about the celebration of his arrival. It talks about people and how they responded in life-changing ways to his arrival. We see how the angels responded with praise and worship. We see Mary, his mother, responding with treasuring all of these things in her heart. And we see the shepherds responding to the coming of Jesus by going to him, by coming and actually seeing him there in the manger, and then leaving, going, and telling the world about the birth of the king. So let's take a look at what their responses may have looked like in Luke chapter 2, verses 11 through 20. Watch this.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Did you catch it? The angels, Mary, the shepherds, all celebrating Christmas, and even more importantly, responding to Christmas. Responding with praising the King, responding by treasuring him in their hearts, and responding by coming to him and then sharing the gift with others, the forever gift. And as a result, the gift of Christmas has been regifted and regifted over and over again through the years. The truth of the gospel comes pouring out of the pages of Scripture in a way that changes lives. It's an incredible thing to experience it in a way that 20 centuries later, we are here because of that message, so that we can respond to the events that night as well. Praising like we've done tonight and like we do on Sundays here at CCW and like you do every single day if you know Jesus Christ as Lord. Praising as the angels praised. Or treasuring these things in your heart like Mary did. And not just with your heart, but as Jesus said, with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your strength. And like the shepherds coming to Jesus and giving your life to him as he gave his life for you. And if you know Jesus as Lord and King of your life, to leave and to go and to share that news, to share the great news of the King of Kings with the whole world, the gift of God's Son. Forever Christmas. Jesus, Emmanuel, God forever with us. He forever changed the world. He forever changed history. He forever changed many lives in this room, including my own and Chris's, in ways that we can't even begin to tell you today. But I tell you, by living for Jesus, it changes everything from the inside out, and it is an incredible gift to know him as Lord. And he's still changing lives today. And he can change yours. So let me ask you this. How do you respond to Christmas? How can you respond to the gift of Jesus with your life? Well, to help answer that question, Chris is going to share some really cool things with you. And before he does, though, I want to share something with Chris. Okay, so Chris, I brought you something back here. I know it's intimidating, this huge box. But this is a gift I brought just for you. All right? Now, y'all might not know this, but Chris's birthday is tomorrow as well, all right? So I want to say happy birthday, Chris, tomorrow, and the contents of this box are all yours, all right? It's empty, okay? Yeah. But, and you're thinking, oh, it's just a trick. No, actually, this is for you, Chris. I appreciate you, and that's a gift from me to you, and say Merry Christmas, happy birthday, and you can do whatever with the box you want, all right?
I will take whatever you give me.
Yes, sir. Yep. I couldn't give you enough. You deserve whatever. Could possibly fit in there.
I do not deserve anything, and you really shouldn't have, but it's just what I wanted. Probably a gift card to my favorite restaurant.
It is a gift card to your favorite restaurant.
So I can take my wife out to eat. Yeah. But wanted to kind of demonstrate that little thing. We set that up for you to help you understand an issue with Christmas or a problem with Christmas. Now, you probably didn't expect to come to a Christmas Eve service and hear somebody in the pulpit talk about problems with Christmas. This was made real to me a couple of weeks ago when I was at the post office, which is probably the worst place you want to go to during this particular time. And I'm standing in line, and I'm watching this lady go up to the counter to buy some Christmas stamps, and she talks to the postman, wants some Christmas stamps. He gives her the stamps. She's just elated. And she says to the man, "Merry Christmas." And she says, "Do you use Christmas stamps to mail your letters?" And the man looked back at her, and he said, "I don't celebrate Christmas." And this lady kind of had this funny look on her face. She said, "Oh, I'm really sorry." He said, "Don't be sorry." He said, "I'm not offended, but I just don't celebrate Christmas." Any of you all get that during this time from people? Mm-hmm. What do you do with it? What do you do with somebody that says they don't celebrate Christmas? Well, the perspective came to me that I don't care what they say, people do celebrate Christmas. The problem is they have an issue with December the 25th. You see, December the 25th is one of 365 days in the year, and the people that take a perspective like that understand this is just another day in the year. And as a matter of fact, this day is set up on a bunch of illusions, some of which aren't true. Matter of fact, December the 25th, for example, probably historically wasn't the birth date of Jesus. He was probably born sometime in the spring. December the 25th was actually a day that was chosen by Pope Julius in about 350 AD to offset a pagan holiday called Saturnalia, to give the Christians an alternative for that. So if you all have people in your family or other religions, or maybe you yourself understand that a lot of this stuff around Christmas isn't exactly quite true, they're right. Don't argue with them. You know, the other problem people have with Christmas is 3 weeks ago we just celebrated Thanksgiving, which most people celebrate, and then the day after Thanksgiving, when we said we're thankful for everything we got, we're going to go out and try to buy some more stuff that we don't need. You know, the kids set a brilliant illustration to help us understand that a lot of the stuff we get around this time is stuff we want and not necessarily stuff we need. And that's really the reason that a year ago, I don't really remember what I got. It was stuff that I didn't really actually need. It might have been stuff that I wanted, but there's a perspective of needs and wants as it, how it relates to us and how it may change us, because stuff we want may give us happiness, but it doesn't really give us joy. And there's a difference between happiness and joy. The only gift that really works to give us both things, the stuff we want and the stuff we need, whether we realize it, is Jesus Christ. And the Bible in 2 Corinthians says that he is an indescribable gift, because this is a gift that actually does change us if we are able to take and accept this gift and allow this gift to be utilized in our life in a way that reflects what everybody actually wants from Christmas, is these words called joy and peace and happiness. And if you listen to the songs that we sing, about every Christmas song, whether it's a religious song or a secular song, talks about this stuff that the indescribable gift Jesus Christ actually gives us. So, if somebody says, "I don't celebrate Christmas," say, "Yeah, you do. Do you like joy? Do you like peace? Do you like patience?" That's what Christmas is about. And it's not about a couple of weeks in the December the 25th, but it is about a way of life. It is about a way that Jesus changes us to want us to live this way every day. I had a preacher that I was under before. He said, "It's a sorry frog that doesn't praise his own pond." This church, Christian Church in the Wildwood, is my pond, and you're the frogs that are in here with me. And I appreciate you all, but because of how Jesus has changed our life here in this church, we like to reflect that, not just during Christmas where we put up an angel tree or we might take some boxes up and give it to the poor and hungry, but it's something we try to reflect in our community throughout the year. So that the Christmas, the theme we had, Christmas Forever, is a Christmas every day and a way of life. I went back over this stuff with Joe, and I asked him to talk about some of the stuff and some of the ways we've impacted this community. Joe, can you help us with that?
Yeah, sure. This is just really a chance for us to say thank you, CCW. Thank you for allowing God to use you in some really remarkable ways. See, what you've done is you've been motivated by the gift of Jesus to be the gift to the community. And you just, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And as a result of Jesus and the Holy Spirit working through you and your generosity, I mentioned earlier that the world has been changed in corners of the world that you may never visit, in places in our community that you may never see. And I'm so proud of you, and I want to celebrate and praise God for you and what we've done. Just a few things on the screen. I won't be able to share them all, but you know, this information is really for anybody that wants to have it. But 14% of all the money that's collected here goes to missions around the world. So we're able to do some incredible. In fact, we get phone calls and Christmas cards from our missionaries and places and people that you'll never meet unless they come here to visit. And it's just goosebump stuff. Like, wow, thank you, CCW, for your generosity. Thank you for helping build this church in Haiti. Thank you for building or for digging this well in Africa, which some of you got a chance to go on that mission trip and be around those kids as they celebrated the well that you financed here so they could have fresh water. You did that. Kenya, Africa. God did that through you. Think about the pregnancy center here in town where we gave out these baby bottles to you on Sundays and you brought back $8,000 in baby bottles. That is, we're celebrating. You have changed lives through your generosity. That's the gift of Jesus, and it's motivated you to be generous and to give like God has given us food boxes, as Chris mentioned, and all kinds of other things as you can read about. And even not just off campus, but on campus. This place is jumping almost every day of the week with ministries going on and ministering to people. In fact, you see up there pickleball. I know y'all want to clap for yourselves, so you can if you're here, pickleball people. Nope. All right, they've all gone to bed. do not repeat that outside this room, all right? Seriously, think about it. It is amazing to watch what happens in the gym here during the week with pickleball, and we fed football teams during football season, Central and Springstead, all of that for free so they can get a good hot meal throughout the week. To our special needs community, things like Upward Bound on Friday night and Special Olympics, and I could go on and on and on. That is a reflection. That is a reflection of the gift of Christmas being responded to, not just on Christmas, but all year round. So give yourselves a hand and for what God is doing through you guys here at CCW. Yep. Thank you for doing that.
Yep. I'm very thankful of the change that Jesus Christ made in my life. I accepted him at the age of 13. And you may not really understand this church thing. Some of you may be a two-time-a-year Christmas Eve and Easter person. Some of you may have been brought here against your will. You might be dropping into town or whatever. And I'm not here to sell you on church or sell you on our church. I'm not here to sell you on religion. But I am here to talk about that indescribable gift that will make a change. I remember one gift when I was a kid. It was a bicycle, and I had a shiny chrome fender Sears bicycle with caliper brakes. One of the top of the line, I had an electric horn and electric lights on it. Best bike in the neighborhood. And I remember this bike because it impacted my life and it changed my life. But the way it changed it was negative because it was material, because I was so protective of that bike. I would not share it with anybody. I chained it up. I locked it up. I didn't want anybody to touch it. I would fight people over it, and if anybody bothered it, you know, it just ruined my life. And material possessions tend to change us like that, and this is why the season of Christmas becomes a negative thing to a lot of people, because they're focusing on their wants as opposed to their needs. But I want you to look at this verse in Galatians 5, 22, 24. It says the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. So this is why I would tell you, those words are most of the words in all of the songs that we sang about Christmas. Whether they are religious or whether they're secular, most Christmas songs talk about those particular words, and everybody talks about how the season makes them feel because this is what they're looking for. And unfortunately, a lot of times they choose the material things to help them feel happy, and happiness is fleeting, but they never quite get the joy. They never quite get the joy. The joy of actually having true relationships. I'm going to ask the ushers, and I'm going to ask the band to come up, because we're going to do something that talks about, that exemplifies relationships. We're going to do something called communion, common union. The union, the community of a group of people that are like-minded, that are going to break bread and remember the reason for the season. It starts out with this verse, John 3:16. And you don't usually hear this verse around Christmas time, but I'm going to tell you, that word love, is really what this is all about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I'm paraphrasing this. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world, he set that example, that he gave the indescribable gift, his Son, to give us not only what we want, which is that love, peace, patience, kindness, but what we need. So that when that changes our life, you all can continue, you can pass out. When that changes our life, we can make an impact on everybody around us. It's sort of a ripple effect. People may not grasp the concept of church. They might not grasp the concept of coming here because they're looking at religion as opposed to relationships. But when we let the Lord come into our lives and they see us represented by the true love that we first show to each other and then we can show to those around us, that's when they're going to catch on to the fact that, you know what? You're on to something. This Christmas thing isn't a 2 or 3 week thing in the middle of the winter, but is an everyday thing. It is a way of life. So you may be in one or two places. You might have accepted Christ, accepted that gift, and he's real in your life, but you sit him on the shelf because you haven't really allowed him to change you. All you got to do is grab that gift again and hold on to it. The work isn't in you. The work is in him to change you, to make that change. Or you may not understand this thing about how God came down from heaven into a virgin, was born a baby, lived 33 years, died, and rose again. That's hard for me to wrap my head around, to be honest with you. There are lots of things that I don't understand. But if I had a God that I could understand, he wouldn't be God. I'm glad that I don't understand him. It's not our job. I had an issue with Joe showing the video because I don't really like depictions of Jesus Christ in his life because it tends to humanize him. But we have to realize the reality of something actually happening. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a story that we can line up next to Santa Claus or Frosty the Snowman. This was God coming down to earth. This was a God that made history. Jesus did not, his birth wasn't a historical event. He impacted history. He actually split history because we decided to split our calendar on his birth. There's no other person that lived on earth that we split our calendar on. So what happened had to be real 2,000 years ago. And because of his love and example we set, that he set for us, is the reason that we celebrate this. It's the reason that we as a church can have this communion, a common union. It's the reason that a black kid from South Carolina and a white kid from Florida can come up here and share the stage and talk about the love of Jesus Christ. You don't see that happen in a lot of places. But Jesus came and he tore those walls down because of the love he had for us and because he sent his son, Jesus Christ. As you get ready to have your communion, I'm going to ask Joe to come up and pray for us. We'll celebrate his death together.
Thanks, Chris. There's something very special that we do on Christmas Eve. In fact, we do it every Sunday, is to remember the gift of Jesus and how it forever changed history and how he forever has changed our lives. If you're a Christ follower, you know what I'm talking about. It's because Jesus came in the cradle and went to the cross. Our lives have been changed. He gave his body for us so that we could give our bodies, our lives back to him. So as you take the bread out of the cup underneath and hold it in your hands, just remember the body of the greatest gift that was ever given to us and for us, the body of Jesus, our Savior, died on a cross and rose again. He gave his body for us so we could give our lives back to him. be thankful. Let's take the bread together and remember the body of Jesus. And this juice, Jesus said when we drink this juice that it represented his blood, the blood that could forgive us of all of our sins. And we gave our life to Jesus. And we're baptized into Christ, as Romans says. We came into contact with that blood, and we were made new in Christ because of his blood. His blood gives us life. We know that about blood, right? I mean, that's why we have blood transfusions. And when we get cut, we bleed. And when we, blood is life. And tonight, as we remember Jesus and the life that he gave for us and the blood of our Savior, let's remember the sacrifice. And also, the fact that we can give our lives back to him, inside and out, and not just celebrate Christmas, but respond to Christmas with our bodies, with our blood, with our lives. Let's drink the juice together. Dear Heavenly Father, you are amazing. We love you. And celebrating this time of year just brings to the forefront what people have celebrated for centuries. The fact that your son Jesus came and gave his life for us, and he rose from the grave so that we could rise from our graves and live eternally with you in heaven. So God, we thank you for that forever gift. God, we thank you for the body and the blood of Jesus, that centuries later, just as he said, we can remember what he has done for us. We give you praise. And God, now as we sing and we celebrate just a few more minutes longer on this Christmas Eve night, I pray that as we celebrate, we will internalize it, and God, leave this place and respond to Christmas. That for those of us who need to give our lives to Jesus once and for all and forever, that they would do that. God, that they would accept the gift of Jesus, give their life to him once and for all. And for those of us who know Jesus as Lord and King of our lives, God, that we would leave this place like the shepherds and tell the whole world that you gave your lives for us. We love you. We thank you. Praise you in Jesus' name.